CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Shanalee Marie. A McGill professor has resigned after the university announced it would not divest from fossil fuels. Gregory McKelson, who teaches philosophy of biology and environmental ethics, resigned after the university refused to divest for the third time in the last 20 years. Nearly 9% of McGill's investment pool is in fossil fuels, according to an internal watchdog report. In other news, Quebec has reduced moose hunting allowances in La Delaware-André Reserve by 30%. It's a partial answer to the calls of the Algonquin and Anishinaabeg Nation Tribe Council, who has been calling for a complete moratorium since the summer. Delaware-André is about 2 hours north of Quebec. The Quebec government announces plans to monitor the moose population this summer. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
What is up, Concordia? It is Danny Gold with your community calendar for the week of January 13th to January 19th here on CGLO 1690 AM, and it begins now. Concordia's Faculty of Arts and Science invites you to meet our published faculty authors and celebrate their hard work. Over 60 publications since 2017. Taking place this Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in room 101 of the MB building downtown, come see the fruit of our hardworking professors' labors. The event will be totally free and books will be available to purchase and special order through the Concordia Bookstore. Once again, that is taking place Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in room 101 in the MB building. Come support our faculty, folks. Winter is in full swing and it has been hitting us hard, folks. But don't worry, I have good news because I know of an event that's going to be taking advantage of this at the end of this week. Igloo Fest, the Middle of Winter Montreal Outdoor Music Festival, is back this year with a ton planned. Their website says, high-energy electronic dance music, mind-bending visuals, wild dancing, and wacky winter parkas. Expect all that and more at Igloo Fest, Montreal's famed outdoor winter music festival. Igloo Fest 14th edition parties hard with K-Trana, Rufus the Soul, and The Blaze, and many more incredible producers and visual artists from January 16th to February 8th. Make sure to get your tickets and check out the Old Port area throughout the month for some sick shows. Unfortunately, there is no exact starting time given, but come to Old Port at any night after the 16th, and I'm sure you're going to hear it. Finally for you guys, I have a concert, and this one's a bit bigger than usual. Come check out Atmosphere, The Lioness, Nikki Jean, and DJ Keezy at the Corona Theater, located at 2490 Notre Dame West, this Saturday the 18th. The show starts at 8 p.m. and will cost you about $25 online and about $30 at the door. The Atmosphere is apparently calling this the Wherever North America Tour, so go show them why Montreal's a great stop. Once again, this Saturday the 18th at 8 p.m. at the Corona Theater. That's it for me, guys. This has been Danny Gold with the Community Calendar here on CGLO 1690 AM. Have a great week, and now back to your regular scheduled programming.
CGLO
1690. The ice cold face says it all without even needing to try. Says it quicker than your lips ever could say. Let's reverse and pump the brakes. Don't rush off and do something I wouldn't like. You know I'm always down for whatever it takes. Pissed off and mixed up, you should take a little time to breathe. Slept all and you're gone, you're making my whole mind freeze. Baby, I'm at your body right now. Isn't somebody else? Tell me you didn't go out. Paranoid from your silence. Why are you shutting your mouth? Why are you ghosting me now? Paranoid. Paranoid. Slow it down. The eyes go. Somebody else, tell me you didn't grow up.
chaque année 235 000. Canadien vive.
Oh, I've been trying to get you all alone. I've been trying to take it slow, yeah. But I feel a fever in my bones. Cause tonight we walk the tightrope.
You are listening to 1690 AM CJLO Beat the World. And we are listening right now to Zach Abel, Flo. And just before that, it was John the Blind, Paranoia, who's another of my new favorite artists. And we're about to hear Chris Robb, who's a friend and a brilliant, brilliant artist. What can I say about Chris? He played this summer as the headliner for the Nasty Delicious at Just for Laughs, and then he did a great intimate show with Community, or actually it was with Freddie V, and Freddie hooked up the show. It was a wicked show at Bootlegger. If anybody hasn't been to Bootlegger yet on Saint Laurent, check it out. They do a lot of Community stuff there. If, for those of you who don't know what Community is, it's K-A-L-M Unity. You must check these people out. I would like to get them on here. I'm sure they've been on the radio a million times here.
Is that with my friend Matthew?
Woo, what is that?
It's a little feedback.
Feedback.
Yeah. Yes, is that with my friend Matthew?
Matthew. Which Matthew?
Janelle's brother.
I don't think so. These are the people who they have. It's, oh my goodness, it's amazing. It's a spoken word collective, but they've got musicians. It's, yes, like 30 different people.
Yes.
They perform all over. They've got series all the time. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on the web. They stream their stuff live, so on, you can check it out and see if you like it, and then go down and support, because this is Montreal community. This is supporting the community, supporting artists. I mean, how are artists supposed to make it if we're not supporting them, right?
Especially so local artists.
Local artists, that's how, yeah, how we survive. And so it's really important to get out, go to shows, support these people. So Bootlegger on St. Laurent, it's just a little bit above Sherbrooke, before Prince Arthur on the east side of the street. Check it out. I think every Tuesday they have something. I think possibly every Wednesday at Mindful Bar or Thursday. Anyway, check community out on the internet and you will find everything you need. And Chris Robb is a friend of theirs, and he is probably coming back to do some great shows, maybe this summer or on a tour very soon. So check him out, Chris Robb, R-O-B. It is 1:15, just about, and we are heading into commercial break. Once again, CJLO 1690, Beat the World.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
A new decade has begun, and we're ready to reach new heights in 2020 vision. The Lux Magna Festival has returned for its third edition, and we're inviting you to join us for some music, film, visual art, dance, and more. Featuring performances by Sedani, Big Brave, Trana Wintour, Backwash, Sarah May, Minnie Massive of Nomadic Massive, Gail Young, Olivia Short, and plenty of other acts from near and far. Lux Magna 2020 kicks off Wednesday, January 22nd, and runs until Sunday, January 26th. For more information, please visit luxmagna.ca. Lux Magna, escape the shadows, enter the great light.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said, friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Caribbean Music every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, where we examine the origins and the evolution of Caribbean music. From mento to reggae, calypso to soca, compa, zouk, Latin, spooge, we play them all.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
Manifesto, watch me take my serve. Watch me take control. She doesn't know what hit her. Glimpses of her soul. Has a seamless dinner. Numbers on the plate. It's my turn now. 1 minute to the hour.
Hello, we are back again, and as promised, we have a big treat for you. So, I came, I want to say before Christmas. It was before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was before Christmas. So, I came, and I was talking to you guys about Fresco Club, who are friends of mine. These two guys are just amazing, and I'm not saying that because we're friends. I didn't even know what they did, and then I just started listening to their music and I was like, what? This is amazing. So these guys are from Montreal. So we got Nick Fresco, who is the singer that you're hearing right now, and then we got Yuri D. And so these two are honestly, like, if you know the Neptunes, if you know a little bit about like Pharrell, it's kind of that, then our version of the Neptunes of Montreal. These guys, I think I said this on air before, if you wanted, let's say, 1993 Madonna sound, and you hire them as producers, these guys will find you 1993 Madonna sound exactly and replicate it for you, but give you your own voice, your own feeling, your own vibe. So they're really amazing. They can produce through any genre of music. It's really phenomenal, because you don't find producers that are so talented in such a range often, that can produce just through so many different types of music. I mean, they could give you, you know, a 1930 sound as much as they can give you a 2020 sound. So I'm gonna let you guys enjoy the rest of this song, and then we're gonna get them on air for an interview, and we can hear about their process.
Fresco Club.
Control of your mind. Your body will follow.
We are here listening to Fresco Club from Montreal, and we're about to get them online. They're on the phone right now. We're going to just transfer them over and talk to them a little bit about their process.
Hello, are you there? Can you hear us?
Hey.
So,
how are you?
Very, very well. So, this is Nick Fresco on the line, and let's hear a Yuri D. Where's Yuri D?
That was actually Yuri D, not Nick Fresco.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm the same.
Where is Yuri? I can't hear something in the background, but I can't hear him. Yuri, speak up.
I'm here. It's the phone.
Sweet. Sweet. So, guys, finally, getting you on air. So happy about this, because we've been talking about this for a bit.
Indeed.
So, let us talk about, how did you guys actually, like, how did you begin? You were friends for a really long time. How did that start?
Well, Nicholas, you want to go about that?
Sure. So, we knew each other in high school, but I'm a little bit older than Yuri, so we were not in the same classes, so we were just more like acquaintances more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Back in secondary, when I was in secondary 1, 2, okay, this was a long time ago.
Okay.
And then years down the line, I moved, around the Cordenes area, and I find out that he was my neighbor. So we got, back into contact. Yo, what's up? And then at that time, I was with the ex-girlfriend at the time. She was singing, and I wanted to start producing,
mm-hmm.
her, but I didn't know how. So, and then when I saw Yuri, I found out that he was making beats.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so in terms of production, who does more? Is it 50-50, 60-40 in terms of the beat making versus the singing and actual, composition?
Well, the production is both of us the same, meaning, songwriting, making beats, but maybe I sing a little bit more because, I'm more of the singer.
Okay.
So he sings too, but, and maybe he does a little bit more of the beat sometimes, slightly, but it's pretty much very balanced. We do pretty much the same thing.
And you guys play music as well. I remember seeing a video, and Yuri was, I think, it's on bass. Was he?
Yeah.
So you guys play different instruments as well, right? It's not just beat production.
Well, we're more composers, so we're not like actual scene performer musicians. But like you were saying, he's more of a, probably as a singer, mm-hmm. although he probably scratches on instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I was more from an instrumental background from my family, but I'm not a professional musician, like far from it. So we both compose.
That's right. You come from a really musical family. His family is all over the place with music and the arts in Montreal. So that makes sense.
So I'm a bit more instrumental, like lead inclined, if you want, a little bit more.
Right.
But it's not. It's very organic. So I could. It depends.
And what's your process? Like, let's say I'm a young artist, because we want, I mean, ultimately, all of these young artists in Montreal could really benefit from having you guys produce them.
Yes.
What is your process if a young artist comes up to you and is like, hey, I want you to produce me? How does that work? What's your, evaluation process? I'm assuming that you don't just take on every artist, that you want them to be serious. What's the process like?
Yeah, we definitely want to make sure that they're serious, because, sometimes you might waste your time, if the person is not really focused to finalize projects, because, it's one thing to start something, but you have to finish it so you can release the track. So what we do is make sure, yes, that their mind is at the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the talent, et cetera. But with some artists, we present them with something, with an instrumental, with a beat, and with ideas. Usually we already have some melodies. And then if they like that, we write the song over that. Or they can come up with a melody, and then we develop around that. We can compose, based around the melody that they come up with. So it can go all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
The most important thing is that it's someone that's serious and they can vibe, you know, they can vibe on different.
And you have a studio that so artists come to record at your studios in Park X, as I understand?
Yes. Indeed.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's actually very, very organic the way we proceed. We actually, like you said, we go a different way, depending of the artist. We could, like, take the initiative or mold ourselves around whatever the artist brings to the table. But the first filter I'd say would be to when we first, like, meet the artist, is to for them to come to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, like, a session where we just talk and have a good time. We don't party, but we just talk about music.
Yeah, just to feel, kind of feel if they're, if you're on the same wavelength, I'm assuming.
Exactly. If you have a feel for, I'd say basically for music, because we don't really care about the genre. We can really mold ourselves with our sound to, like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's what really shocked me, actually, when you started playing this, you know, and I was just hearing such a different range of sounds and different genres that I think that's what really made me stand up and take notice, because I do run into a lot of producers who are really talented, but they can't always find different sounds and translate them authentically. So I think that's what I really appreciated with you guys.
Yes. Well, thank you.
So what are your projects now? What are you up to? What are you excited about?
So we have different projects indeed. Like we are working with Irina, which is a singer that you hear on Hey Love.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on new songs with her for her solo project. We're also working with an artist called Dixita Dika. He has a song that's kind of going viral right now, called Pijawayan on YouTube, you know, so you can see that. So we're preparing something with him, a song coming up.
Okay.
You did something with Alpha.
Well, Alpha Toshineza. He's a rapper based in Winnipeg.
Okay.
And we produced a song for him. It's called Yeah, it's out there on YouTube called Chagru. Yeah.
Can you spell that? I can't hear it very clearly.
Oh, it's Chagru. It's like every day, you know, in French, Chagru. And the name of the artist is Alpha, A-L-P-H-A, Toshineza, or Alpha. If you put Alpha, Chagru.
Okay, and they can find it, people can find it on YouTube?
On YouTube, yeah, the video is on YouTube, and it's Fresh Club, Fresh Club production, so.
And what about your own production as Fresco Club, not producing other artists? Do you have projects coming up, an album? What's coming up?
Definitely. We're more single. We release more singles.
Mm.
Eventually, we want to do some sort of EP or album where we...
We have an EP in the making.
We have an EP in the making, exactly.
What about performances? Do you have anything in the plans for this summer, tours, anything like that?
We're planning that right now, actually.
Great.
In the midst of planning, like, yeah, different things.
We're more in the midst of cooking up stuff, you know, in the studio, so that, you know, eventually we can, you know, try to get some tours and things like that. But
now we're
in the creative, you know, process
seeing for other artists as well, because we have a song that's coming out for an artist that we just produced called Flaca.
Okay.
He's Montreal-born, but from Chile. It's going to be very, you know, very nice. So we're preparing stuff for her. We have also an artist called Irina that she can hear on the song we did, In Love. That's the singer singing. So so we're doing, like, an EP for her.
Great. Now, where can people find, because I know people want to find you online, other than YouTube, where can they get in touch with you? If an artist wants to hire you, where can we reach you?
So they can reach us on our Facebook.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page. Just, you know, you go on Facebook and you put / Fresco Club in one word, FRESCOKLUB. And they can send us a message there. That's what they usually do.
Okay.
that's the best way, actually.
Perfect. So everybody, Facebook, Fresco Club, FRESCOKLUB, Fresco Club. Right. Check these guys out. I want to thank you so much for taking your time to share a bit of music with us, to talk with us. We're definitely going to get you live in studio. I'm thinking hopefully next month we could have a live performance.
Right.
That would be really, really cool. Bring in some friends and just like have a little party on air.
Yeah, sure.
So thank you both, Nick, Yuri. Thank you a million times over for coming on air. And
thank you, Mr. Lala.
And we hope the weather will be beautiful that day.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, you guys will bring the heat, so it won't matter, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly.
We just want to say thank you to Fresco Club.
Thank you very much, you guys.
And we hope to have you in studio really, really, really soon. We look forward to your EP.
Yes, yeah.
When is it coming out, you said?
Beg your pardon?
When is it coming out? When would it...
We don't have a date quite yet, but probably in a few months.
Okay.
Yes, in a few months or so.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to
In the meantime, be on the lookout for new singles, because we're going to be releasing singles regularly, you know?
We shall definitely. And everybody keep checking their Facebook. You'll get all the new singles. And probably if you get the notifications on YouTube, you'll
Spotify
get new
as well.
Stuff. Spotify, SoundCloud, Fresco Club.
That's right.
I'm going to take you guys out of this interview with a great track we've been playing in the background, Call on Me. So I'm going to just pull it back and let everybody listen to some of the magic. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Have a great day. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
If you need some of that good loving, baby, when you need some of that good love, it's baby, you on me. Now I know you can always count on me. If you need some of that good love,
need that love in
me. You now I know you can always call on me when you need some of that good love.
The sounds of Fresco Club. If you need a producer,
you gotta call these guys, Nick Fresco and Yuri D. Fresco Club with a C and a K on the club.
We shall be back. We have to take this last commercial break right here on Beat the World. Every time I speak, my rib cage hurts so much.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna, no, I'm not gonna get into what happened. You are listening to Beat the World right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
You want some hip hop, you want some R&B, tune into the Limelight 6 to 8 every Saturdays right here on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon.
What does jazz sound like? Tune into Jazz Island to hear selections, interviews, and live sessions by local Montreal musicians. You can listen on CJLO 1690 AM every Sunday at noon. Yes, and would you like to know a secret? Jazz Island is actually a planet.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
CJLO
1690
This is
Oh, listen, baby, I want some more. Once again, let me remind you about one of our very special family members right here on CJLO. They are called The Limelight. You can hear them every Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. And they are celebrating their 17th anniversary in this year, 2020. It's going to be on February the 8th. It's going to be on Saint Laurent Boulevard, 3956. Next week, I'm going to give you some more information about that. But remember, The Limelight is celebrating 17 years. I guess the same time as Beat the World. I'm going to have to ask Miss Sugarface. I hope you're doing okay, Miss Sugarface. You know the deal. But on a very serious note, I just want to say that we have to extend our condolences to Evadne Hutchinson Douglas, the auntie of Miss Joan Berkeley. She's from Grenada. And she makes my black cake, my sweet bread, my bread and everything. The mother of Austin and Perry Douglas. She passed away this week, actually. Her funeral will be coming up on Friday at St. Paul's Anglican Church, next Friday at 11 a.m. We hope that you get the opportunity to make it. Call a friend, tell a friend. Evadne Hutchinson, very bad mishap, and she passed away. So we send our extended condolences to the family. You are listening to Beat the World, coming up in 1:57 in the afternoon. We have 3 more minutes until someone puts some pepper in the callaloo. And he's in the building. I listened to this guy last week. I was in my bed with such pain, and I says, oh my goodness, what a great show. What an absolutely great show. So someone called him, I have to say this, Raphael 16. Someone called him and he said to you, you have a really, really nice show. Didn't you make the voice out yet? I did. Oh, my ribs are hurting me. But stay tuned for your Curb and Kalulu coming up after the 2 o'clock news, right here on CJLO 1690 AM. Miss Leah Boissel.
Yes, yes.
It's been a pleasure to have you in studio today.
More than a pleasure, Neil. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
You know, I love you so much.
I love you too. And hey, I didn't get to say officially Happy New Year to you, to everybody at CJLO. Thank you for having me on all the time and indulging my crazy weirdness and my weird music tastes.
Oh yeah, well,
thank you.
Well, you know, birds of a feather, right?
Right on.
Exactly.
And 610, so glad to be here. I'm going to check out the first few minutes of your music happening.
Yes, just want to remind you also that Silly Door competition is coming up. They're starting on the February 11th. I have been at the studio, but I was informed that the brochures for the artist contestants, they're not available as yet. So I look forward to seeing who is on that program, on the bill.
Yes.
Starts February 11th. The big gala takes place at the Fairmont